Somerset.
Hi, my name's Kyle. I'm calling you with the bank at Cardiff. Is Scott around by chance?
Scott no longer works here. It's been about 5 years.
Oh, okay. He's our old point of contact through you guys. I think we had done some equipment bids and that sort of thing for him. Who's possibly the new manager?
Who's this again?
My name's Kyle. I'm calling with the bank at Cardiff.
Okay, hold on. Smart.
Hey Mark, it's Kyle over here at the bank at Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine.
That's good. Hey, so Scott was our old point of contact to you guys. We had done some equipment bidding and that sort of thing before. But I just wanted to reach out here real quick. You guys had a relationship with First State Bank. Does that sound familiar?
No.
Okay, maybe that was still back when he was doing things over there.
Oh, Scott Pahaski?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he no longer works here.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what the lady up front mentioned as well. But, alrighty. Well, you're the new manager over there?
Yeah, sir. I'm the current manager. Huh?
Awesome. Yeah, all right.
We do. We've cut down ever since he left. We've had like four different lines that we eliminated. And
okay.
we're strictly a Kubota dealership. We used to have Arctic Cat, Husqvarna, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Excess trailers and all that stuff. Right now, we just cut everything back, and we're strictly a Kubota dealer. And
okay.
We finance through Kubota credit.
Okay. Do you ever, like, come across not being able to get someone to get an approval through them?
Got you. Well, not very, no. No. Very
not too often. Very little. Okay, well, even those times when you do, I would, hate for you to lose your cell when, we'd be able to find you, approval here through us.
Okay.
Maybe we can try to throw our hat in the ring there.
What's the company you with?
It's called Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R, like car, and then D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay. And Scott dealt with y'all, or just y'all had him on your file?
Yeah, we had done some work with them in the past. Basically the same thing. If, somebody wasn't able to get financed, he'd try to shoot their file over this way. Because we work with creditors from A to D, so
you
can usually find a program for someone there. But what's a good email for you? I can just shoot you my information, the link on the company and stuff.
You ready? It's going to be Sam Boy Equipment Center, SBEC, Mark, M-A-R-K, at AOL.com.
All right, Mark, I will shoot that over your way right now, and, we'll keep in touch there. You guys been staying pretty busy over there lately, though?
It's unfortunately, back in August, I was hit with the historic flooding in South Louisiana.
Oh, really?
My store caught 2 feet of water.
Oh.
But the problem, it stayed 3 weeks inside the store.
Oh, no way. What did you guys do? Or how did you get it all handled?
Well, once the water receded after 3 weeks, and Labor Day weekend, which was September the 6th, August 13th was the day of the water started coming into the store. September the 6th was the first time we were able to get in the store, and then we started ripping walls and getting things back to normal.
Wow. So you guys are all good to go now, though?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah. In fact, in 2015, I spent $110,000 of renovation in this store.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
So did, the insurance help you out with that when it came down?
Well, we're working on the insurance on the interior with this. We have some funds that came through, and we're still hashing out some other differences. But on my Kubota equipment, the brand-new equipment went to auction.
Oh, did it? And you guys sold it there?
Well, what happened is Kubota wrote us a check, gave us a credit of $1 million.
Okay.
And we took all in. And look, it just took a foot of water. All my equipment, it didn't over the engine or nothing. 1 foot. Okay, so it touched the rims and tires. That's it.
But yeah.
Kubota said, for liability purposes, we're sending it to auction.
Oh, wow.
We finished with that auction like 3 weeks ago, and we were able to purchase some stuff back because I knew it was my equipment. I know where the water hit, so, you know.
Yeah.
I was able to buy some stuff back.
Okay. Well, so did you get everything you needed and back to ready to go over there?
Oh, yeah. We're back running. Just this time of the year, October, November, December, the down slide of the, you know, people, grass is not growing no more over in South Louisiana. The water sent worms and killed the grass because it was, we had 25 inches in 2 days.
No, oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in San Diego, California, so we're in a little bit of a drought over here.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not seeing anything like that, but that is.
But August 13th, from Hammond, Louisiana, which is along I-10, I-12, all the way up to Lake Charles, we had 24 to 27 inches in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Yep. It was a low pressure cell that just hung over South Louisiana for 2 days, just bombarded with rain.
Just pouring down.
Pouring rain. No lightning, no tornado, it wasn't even a storm. It was just a low pressure.
Just a little drizzle. Not a little drizzle, but
consistent rain for 2 days.
Wow, that's crazy.
And all the bayous and the creeks that affiliated with it all started swelling up. It couldn't go, I don't know if you heard, but Lake Pontchartrain, which is close to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
If you took Lake Pontchartrain, which has something trillion gallons of water, and you came over South Louisiana and dumped that, that's how much rain we had. The mouth of Lake Pontchartrain.
That's a substantial amount of water right there.
It is.
That's
I mean,
great.
I was in waders, hip boots and waders for 2.5 weeks. Just moving equipment around, you know. I had my service, my shop. I had customer machinery in there. I had to move out the third day, you know, not to overcome with water. You know, it was a mess, man. Let me tell you what, I was a little under the gun for about 3 weeks, and now I'm starting to relax a little bit now.
Well, I bet that I could see how you could be pretty busy getting all that. I mean, that's a lot of work.
It's like you're all in California. Whenever you have rain, you have mudslides. You know, you got mud
exactly.
All over the place. Us, every time we have a catastrophic or some type of Mother Nature, it's always water and rain. Rain. That's what hurts us down here.
Yeah, and that's that's crazy. I can't believe how
24 inches in 2 days.
In 2 days, that is substantial. I mean, if that happened to us over here, like you said, there'd be mudslide everywhere. And
you're probably San Diego. You'll probably be in Mexico by now.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You ought to separate it from the street and been in Tijuana.
Yeah, I know, no kidding. So, did you come across, like, any cash flow problems having to, you know?
No. My boss, we have two stores, okay? We have this store, and we have a store in New Iberia, 30 miles south of us. We have two stores, and the New Iberia store did not get affected at all, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because my location is close to a bayou. I'm only like 1,000 yards from a bayou, and when that bayou started swelling up, that's where the water came from.
Oh, so it just kind of, got you, started coming out of that then, huh?
Coming up, started swelling up with no place to go, so it just expands, it's water, it's reach, you know, and my store's in the vicinity.
Yeah, that's terrible. Wow. Well, I'm glad you were able to get back on your feet there, and you're able to start relaxing a little bit now.
If there's some information, and if I have a customer that can't go through Kubota, I'll see what I can do.
Awesome, definitely. And then can you give me your email just one more time? Just so I can...
SBEC, Sam Boy Equipment Center, Mark, M-A-R-K, at AOL.com.
Alrighty, Mark, we'll do. I'll send over the applications and whatnot.
Okay.
Keep that on hand, and, you know, I'll be in touch, and we're
okay.
Good for
and
both new and used.
What's your name again?
My name's Kyle. So it'll come from Kyle Vizo at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Yep. Good talking to you, Mark. You have a good one.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.